Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Tier 1 Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TSLV, and on the OTCQB under the symbol TSLVF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Peter Dembicki, as well as the Senior Vice President of Exploration, Christian Rios. We are recapping a news release that came out May 19th involving the Hurricane Silver project. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Tier 1 also holds a few other projects in southern Peru, mostly focused on silver and gold exploration. Curibay is the main project for the company. But since we have this news out of the Hurricane Silver project, the company obtained a community agreement for this copper nickel prospects at this project. Since we haven't talked about the Hurricane project in a little while, Peter, give us a bit of an update in terms of what this community agreement now gives you access to at this project, please.
Thanks, Corey. This community agreement is really big for us and big for our Hurricane Silver project. You know, it's not as straightforward, as simple as Curibay, where we have one community we're dealing with down there, and they truly are, you know, partners with us. Hurricane, there's multiple communities involved. It's a big land package, but, you know, so we couldn't get access to this property all at once. It is kind of piece by piece. We're putting it together and slowly gaining access. The good thing is, and Christian will attest to this, is the areas that do contain all of the high grade, all of the historical work with that extreme high grade, we now have access to. And this was the kind of the last piece of that puzzle, because we had access to Magdalena, where we were able to get in there late fall, conduct some channel sampling, you know, and came back with great looking silver numbers. And then here we go up at Nanahuayco, San Cipriano, where for the first time in Tier 1's history, we have these historical drill results that we can look at and really guide us as to how we want to move forward and explore this further.
So Christian, let's get an update from you, because I know you were working hard on this community access agreement. It does give you access to the northern part of the project broadly. Figure one within the news release shows where this new community agreement is from. As Peter said, there's some historical drill data here, just under 3,000 meters that has been drilled up here. Take us through what has you encouraged about this northern part of the project, please.
Yeah, Hurricane, I see Hurricane as a district mineralized area, because we have opened the Magdalena area, that was the southern part, but now we have the northern part, which is the Huaya community, and we have there three targets: Ñañahuayco, San Cipriano, and Morro Culipata. What is important about this area? Because all this, there was a company, a private company, that we have historical workings there. So all the work was done here in mapping, sampling, geophysics, trenching, and also they drill. And they drill very high grade, unusual high grade, actually. For example, Ñañahuayco, just 1,000 meters drilling. That's very, not too many meters. And in 10 drill holes. And they cut it in 6 holes, very high grade. Unusual grades, more than 5% copper equivalent. I'm talking about copper, nickel, cobalt, very high grade also in cobalt, PGE elements, precious metals, including silver. So that's very important, because the high grades, I will say, when you have in these deposits more than 1% in drilling, cut it in copper, more than 0.6% in nickel, more than 300 ppm in cobalt, and you have platinum, palladium, and gold, more than 1 gram, that's very high grade. And we cut it in 6 holes. So that was cut in historical drilling. So that's very important. And also, they only tested one geophysical anomaly. And we have 4 to 5 historical geophysical anomalies that needs to be tested. We're planning to do more mapping, basic geology, mapping, sampling, geophysics, and we can determine maybe more anomalies there to test. But historically, we have 4 to 5 more targets to test geophysically and also in geochemistry. So that's very important because of the high grades and also the strong potential exploration potential in the area, and with all these targets and we need to test.
So it sounds like still some more surface work to develop some targets. Do you need any other community agreements, any other permits to move forward with this, at least right now, surface exploration?
No, for the 6 targets that we have at the moment, no. We have the agreements in place for 2 years in these areas, and we need just now, it will start the field work, and we just we are in by ourselves. We need to advance with all the sampling, mapping, geophysics, as I mentioned, and then with the permits in place, with environmental permits in place to drill.
Now, as you said, this agreement is valid for 2 years. How much work can you get done within those 2 years? And what does the process look like to extend past that 2 year term?
Oh, the plan here with this social access is to do all the field work and also drill the area. So we have the time to do all the surface mapping, sampling, trenching, geophysics, and to test the drilling. I think so because of the amount of high grade that is in the area, we already have some the location of some seals, some dikes, mineralized dikes in these intrusives, because here are intrusives. So we know the location. We need to continue to determine the geometry. And I see that this having, you know, and carrying, continuing carrying the same grade, I would say, because very high grades with historical drilling, with the continuation of those, I think so it will deserve like two, three, maybe three phases of drilling, because it's a big land package. Logistically, also, it's very complex. It's in the jungle. And also, we need to test. And there is only 50% of the area is covered. So there is a lot of work with geophysics that needs to be done in the area. But we will complete the drilling.
So, Christian, from a geology perspective here, with all these different metals mixed in, there any other projects, any other assets in Peru, in the general area that you're using as an analog for what could be possible at least just the northern part of this project?
It's very interesting, the question, Corey, because in Peru it's unusual to have this kind of mineralization. It has been one mine in nickel, but at the moment projects in nickel copper is not like as rich as Brazil, for example. But here in the area, because of the mineralization and the historical high grade results, that's very important. That it's going to be, I will say, for me, it's the best project in nickel copper now in Peru, because the land package, 30,000 hectares, we have this area, historical high grade results, and also in the Magdalena structures that we got last year, those are silver-based metals, but also we're finding these, we saw these seals, intrusives, also with nickel. So we need to continue exploring also in that area, because we can open also targets besides the silver, also with nickel, because 50% is covered. So with the new geophysics that we're planning to do in both areas, we can open and we can. And it's going to be interesting because for Peru, it's going to be like, I would say, the biggest project that in Peru in nickel copper, plus the other elements.
So, Peter, let's get you back in here. One more comment regarding this hurricane project. Now that you have the community access agreement for up north, plus what you guys already had been working at Magdalena, what's going to be the big picture move here to move Hurricane forward? Understanding, too, that it's not your flagship. So what work, what emphasis can you put on this project?
Well, it's not the flagship now. I mean, obviously, Curubaya is the one everybody's focused on, the one we're focused on. It's the most progressed. But, you know, we've told the market quite clearly and you know, internally as well, discussed that we're about 12 months out from being drill ready at Hurricane. Now, how do we split that potential drill program up? Do we, you know, split it 50-50 between Magdalena and up north at the Nanahuaico or San Cipriano area? It's still to be determined. So we need to get in there. We need to start working to really determine what that's going to look like 12 months from now or 10 or 12 months from now. But, you know, the focus obviously being on Curubaya, we're weeks away from really getting ramping up the work there, which is a lot of fun. And it's getting a lot of traction internationally for sure.
Okay, moving on to another news release. May 20th, the company announced a $3 million non-brokered private placement. In full disclosure, I am going to be taking part in that private placement. Now, when the funds come in, Peter, what are those funds going to be used for? Is that going to be more focused at Curubaya?
I would say 90% of it this time is going to be for Curubaya. You know, everyone wants to get going there. I'm talking within tier one. We want to get this thing going. We want to get drilling at this thing. So again, more surface mapping, structural testing, you know, geophysics. And again, we have that porphyry story that's coming to life. So we have more geophysics and mapping to do to really hone in on those targets. So for the most part, you know, Christian and his team, I want him to be at it and 24/7 to be on the ground and really finding these dense targets to go after. Again, we have that Cambaya zone that will be incorporated in our new DIA permit that we're hoping to get in the coming weeks. And once we have that, while we're waiting for that to be completed, we can start our surface sampling, trenching, and further geophysics to really hone in on our targets. So that's the plan in the very short term.
Okay. Then in terms of news flow, what can investors expect? Just balancing out all these projects and balancing out what work is underway, what work will be coming?
Yeah, so as far as news flow, we're expecting a real steady flow coming out of Curabaya as we continue to test, continue to sample, and continue to target. Obviously, the commencement of drilling later in the next couple months will be key for everyone. It'll be really exciting because with this new permit, it allows us so much more flexibility to drill 20 additional pads, 10 holes per pad, where in our previous FTA permit that we had only allowed us 2 holes per pad. So we had to be incredibly strategic as to where those holes were aiming at. It truly was such a big area and still remains that. So the new permit allows us to be way more aggressive with our drilling to hopefully bring in a lot more better results for everyone, stakeholders and shareholders. So the news flow will be constant up at Hurricane, you know, as we get more boots on the ground up there, more sampling, rock sampling, trenching, further geophysics and findings from that as well. So our plate is really full. And this is exciting because I know for tier one shareholders, we've been in this kind of quiet zone since the end of December, early January, when our last results came out. But now is the time to get excited again. And trust me, I'm tired of talking about it as well. I want to get working. I can't wait to get down there again as well, which I'm hoping to this fall.
Okay, perfect. Peter, Christian, thank you for this update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for the guys over at Tier 1, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll get those answered for you, and we'll follow up as more news hits the market as the company advances on both of these projects. Peter, Christian, thank you again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey.